Our next speaker is Steve Plussell from the Save the Mary River campaign, which is another fantastic local community group taking on the government to reject the travesty at Traveston that Steve is going to tell us about.
Thank you. That kayak that you see there has done over 4,000 kilometres since May last year. 1,000 kilometres has been with the wheels down and dragging it, and about 3,000 paddling. Next week, on Saturday, I leave from West End to paddle it to Sydney. The reason that I'm doing that is that governments just don't get it. We've just got to keep trying. I've been talking about the effects of dams on climate change, and I don't really think the government understands the numbers that they quote on the CO2 emissions from the dam are nothing like what's actually going to occur. The number that University of Technology in Sydney suggested is 400,000 tonnes per annum. My calculations are that that's a bit light on. That number is based on a typical dam. This dam is not typical. It's very shallow and it's tropical. And the way to think about it is, as the water level drops down, stuff grows. So you get terrestrial vegetation. Now, if you're using a dam, that's what's going to happen. The water level is going to go up and down. So it goes down and stuff grows, and then it gets flooded. That stuff that grew then turns into methane. Then there are aquatic plants that grow, and the predictions are that there will be a lot because it's shallow and it's warm. And then when it drops down again, the terrestrial plants take over and those aquatic plants oxidise. So you've got a huge emitter of greenhouse gases. It sounds great to have a nice clean area of water, but the pollution is fairly staggering. So governments just don't get it. And they don't get it on CCS, carbon capture and storage. There's a whole different world out there where we can actually have an economy without digging holes in the ground and burning what we dig out. When I set out on my trip last year in May, it was fairly daunting. I was quite scared about what was going to happen. And listening to the speakers before me today, it's the same sort of feeling. It just, everywhere you turn, it's depressing, it's bloody awful. But what do? We keep going with what we're doing now. You don't start a movement just like that and have it work. It's one step at a time. It took me one step at a time, one paddle at a time to Adelaide. I got there. We will get there with climate change. Governments will understand, but we've got to just go one step at a time. So congratulations on your efforts and just keep taking those steps. Thank you.